I saw a Switch being sold on Facebook Marketplace because its owner, quote unquote, outgrew it. And it was the saddest thing ever. Do we ever truly outgrow our nerdiness? Or is it kind of a once a nerd, always a nerd type thing? Even if you're not actively engaging in anything nerdy. The power of nostalgia is more real now than it's ever been, and people are coming back to their old love of games and nerd culture, but what about the ones that don't? That's what we want to talk about this week on the Free Play Podcast.
You are listening to the Free Play Podcast with Bubba Stallcup, Matt Warmbier, and Kate Katawaki, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network.
What's up, nerds? My name is Bubba Stalkup, and you're watching and or listening to the Free Play Podcast, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. And join with me, as always, is my boy, my bestie in the whole wide westie, Maddie Wambier.
Hello there.
And
wow,
Kate the Quitter is here.
Kate the Quitter. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. So nice to see you all again.
Post-quit. We brought her back.
Yeah, better than ever.
Better late than never.
Hey, Matt, did you feel that earthquake?
No.
No?
There was an earthquake.
It was like
you
in
guys?
New York and New Jersey.
Well, but I found out that there are people that felt it all the way.
Oh, they're feeling it.
All the way into like Pennsylvania and stuff like that.
Yeah, so that's exactly where Matt lives.
I can pretend to know U.S. geography. No. Okay.
Hey, you wanna feel a good earthquake? Call Erin in here and tell her to start shaking the back of your chair at any point in time in the next hour, and start out gentle and shake harder and harder, and then like shake
have
less.
I feel like I've told this story before. I've only experienced two earthquakes in my life. One, I was in my car, and it just kind of felt like my car was shaking a little bit.
Were you parked or driving?
Mine does that at about 60 miles an hour.
And I thought it was a really bassy car driving by shaking. That's what I thought it was. The second time was in the middle of the night. And then, now keep this in mind, I live in Indiana. And I guess at that point, I lived in Kentucky.
Same thing.
The headboard started like bashing the wall. And I thought it was just Erin rolling over.
Wow.
I was like, what was that?
Toss and
turn. I know. It was like the middle of the night. I didn't know what was going on, but it was an Erin rolling over. It was actually an earthquake.
Well, so I have a good quick earthquake story for you.
Oh, perfect.
We get them regularly here in California, and I have this vivid. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. We used to live obviously in a different house when I was growing up, and so my brother and I one time were home alone. And there was an earthquake, and there was this tall, like, room. It was kind of like a, I don't know, a tower type thing. From the ceiling was like this weird, like, chandelier type thing. Mm. And my brother and I were like, wow, look at that thing. And from the earthquake, it was like swaying in a circle. So we laid directly underneath it on the floor and watched it sway around right above us.
You really could have been smashed.
Well, we didn't know that. So.
Okay.
And
who cares?
You never will.
Yeah. So just don't do that if you experience an earthquake. Like, don't land under a chandelier and watch it swing around. Try not to do that.
That's really safe
I'll keep
advice,
that mind.
Kate. Thank you so much for that.
I'm just saying.
I'll keep it in mind.
You might be so fascinated by it because you don't experience it all that often that you'd be like, wow, look.
Well,
that's why I just get in my car and drive.
That's probably not dissimilar from when I grew up in New Mexico, like way eastern New Mexico, flat plains of New Mexico. We would have tornadoes come through.
See, I'm not about that. No.
And where we lived in base housing just off of the Air Force base. And so what we would do is we would sit on our roofs and we would just look out into the distance and watch the tornadoes.
Watch them, their tornadoes. We had one just earlier this week.
It was a big boy too.
Yeah. And that was only like probably 20 minutes from our house. Just past our house.
Don't like that. So.
You guys are getting everything. Possible earthquakes, tornadoes, eclipses.
I know, we're so lucky.
What a time to be alive.
Snowed yesterday here.
That's crazy.
Wow.
You might not see the eclipse then.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Get it all out of the way.
You're supposed to be the only ones like in America that can see it.
Well, I'll look at it long enough that I can sue somebody for looking at the sun and burning my eyes.
Perfect.
Out.
Okay.
You should live stream it on your personal stream and set it up so that if you want to watch the eclipse, you have to.
Well, I don't want my phone.
You have to sub, so then everybody will be paying money to watch the eclipse, and then you'll make all that money.
Oh yeah, because I have a really nice iPhone now or whatever.
Yeah, well, don't do it. Don't do it from the LTN. No. Don't do it from the LTN because then you'll have to share the money with LTN or you won't get any. Do it on your personal.
Yeah, it's for me.
Then you get all the money from all the people in the U.S. who want to watch the eclipse, but they can't.
All the people in the U.S.
Bubba, you can sub.
You can be my first sub.
Yeah, they'll be flocking to your special channel to watch it.
What are you doing? Looking at the clouds?
Yeah, I'm going to be. Yeah. I'm like, this is probably where the eclipse is. It probably right what there. What's
your church doing now? They had a big hoot nanny going on whatever.
Okay, well, it's still on. So
it's still on.
So I shared something on my personal social media that it's supposed to be overcast, and our area, it's like the dark gray clouds, which doesn't mean the most cloud cover. It just means it's the most likely to have cloud cover. It's all predictions.
Oh, is
right?
that what that okay. means?
And so,
okay, I just thought you had like storms brewing.
Nah, we might. I don't know. Like, that's the thing, is it's been on and off, like cloudy, storming, and not. Like yesterday and today, it's pretty wide open spaces out here. But come Monday, it's supposed to be overcast. And so again, we're in the path of totality. And what that means is that
I don't know what that means. So
it means a total eclipse really of the heart.
I don't know what that means. So okay. That's what I was gonna say I'm glad you're explaining because I don't know what that means.
Perfect. Perfect. And like no shade, pun intended, on anybody who doesn't know what it is. So during an eclipse, especially like a solar eclipse, right? The idea is that you have the moon is passing between the earth and the sun perfectly, so that it covers the sun. Now, if you're outside of the path of totality, what you'll get, which we had, I think it was a couple of months ago.
You get a sliver.
You get the moon passing in front of the sun, but not covering it. Right?
Oh, okay.
And so the path
of
totality is that it will like.
It means all of it. All
heroes.
Of it.
You've seen Heroes?
All of it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nissan Versa.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like, so where the moon passes. In a perfect scenario, the moon passes right in front of the sun, but the moon, because of the distance and the aspect ratio, it is actually not going to cover the entirety of the sun. It
so like this.
Just no, no, no. It passes right in front of it, but it leaves
no,
a
but like this,
sliver.
A halo. Guess. Baby, I can see your halo of the moon.
Yeah, so like right in front of it.
Okay, I get it now.
And so it just leaves a ring around it. And so we're there, and that's a big deal. Like the next time that will happen here, where like that we will be in the path of totality is like 400 and something years from now.
Many moons, many suns from now.
Yeah.
So you probably won't see it again.
Yeah, the sun probably won't even be there the next time, right?
It will be red. Very true. Yeah, a dwarf giant.
So I mean, all that to be said, Matt and I are both in the path of totality. He's going to drive a little bit to kind of.
Yeah, we're driving to my in-laws, and we'll have a 3 to 3.5 minutes of totality. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm just going to Google image search later when it's done.
That's, yeah, just
by
watch
the time you hear this, we'll probably all have our powers by then.
Oh, what do you, aren't what do you want?
I can't wait.
I'm sorry. Oh, I think I want mine to be. Oh, okay, yeah. I'll be well rested after I take a nap.
Wow, I feel that's really a good.
Or after
one.
I sleep, I feel like $100.
Matt, that's a really good.
I'm
one.
So glad that you chose a silly one, because mine was I want to smell the future.
Oh yeah.
Wait,
smell that? Is that cookies?
Well, yeah, is that
smell the future?
Is it up, dog? or I would take like teleportation.
To where?
Just anywhere. Okay. Wherever like, I wanted. Yeah.
But what if you got like teleportation and it was only to a single destination and you didn't get to choose?
How far away is it?
That nobody knows.
It's a surprise.
Actually,
it's a
I would take that. I would take that. Would it change every time? Would it change every time or is it
yeah,
only
you,
one
like,
place?
It's rando. You like you'd never get to know.
It's rando. Okay.
Then you have to fly home because you can't go home.
No.
But you do like it's full on teleportation. Like the only downside is you don't get to choose the destination.
I would be okay with that actually. As long as my I was tethered to home, I could always just teleport back home.
Oh, okay. So the way I was describing it was more like the television show Sliders, where like you go through the portal, but you never know like where you're going to be, and you're not guaranteed to come back.
This is more like Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Like I was talking to Ziggy.
I love it so much. Kate, what would your superpower be?
I don't know. Like
20/20 vision.
That is
like when you close your eyes, you only see things that happen in the year 2020.
I want my
like every time you close your eyes, it's a different.
Not again.
You should have picked that one for yourself to have perfect vision. I would love that. Then I don't have to wear contacts anymore.
I kind of have this like style. I have to have the glasses kind of bring them all together.
Well, so. I don't. Okay, I call dibs on that then. Or maybe like never.
That's a gift from you.
How about this would be like more a treat than a superpower? Like either having 20/20 vision or never having to poop again. Or
let's break that one down though, because like
your body metabolizes everything.
It would just disappear. It wouldn't just back up. It would just disappear.
That's the teleportation you have. Is that
it teleports out of your body?
Yeah, but it would disappear because I feel like you could say, well, it does disappear. That's what pooping is. It would disappear before you have to go. It would just disappear. You would never feel like you have to. It would just be gone.
If this is your first time with us on the Free Play Podcast,
you've missed a lot.
That you're getting the full Free Play experience right now, and you're welcome.
I wouldn't ask,
but I think I would rather actually have the 20/20 vision than the no pooping thing.
Oof, I don't know,
because that solves like Matt and I's fear of okay, the world is ending. What happens if you lose your glasses and
you run
out of
no
contacts?
Glasses? You kidding me?
Then what? So I would be invincible and I could destroy Matt easily.
No,
you
learn how to echolocate.
No.
That would be the number one way, if we were in the Hunger Games, the three of us, that would be the number one way to take out Matt, is smash his glasses.
That's not the number one way.
What's the number one way?
You wouldn't dream of it.
Demoralize him.
Oh, yeah, right. I couldn't even hear you.
Yeah, if his glasses are gone, he can't hear you.
I'd plug my ears first thing.
La, 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 la. Nanner, nanner,
never
nanner.
Let you hear me.
Oh, man. Oh. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys taking time and spending it with us today. We hope that you get to laugh a little bit and think a little bit. But what we like to do here on the Free Play Podcast, one of our favorite things to do, rather than just talk nonsense, is we like to talk about the things that we are reading, watching, playing, and experiencing in nerd culture. So as we move into the next segment here, Kate, it's only fitting, since we actually haven't really talked probably since the last time we recorded the podcast, which was at least...
That's many not true. I've talked to you in between that time.
Well, not about what we've been playing.
Oh, what about we've been playing? No, I haven't delved into it because I've been saving it for the podcast.
So hit us. What have you been reading, watching, playing, experiencing in nerd culture?
Okay, well, I've been watching The Bad Batch Season 3 still. I think I was watching that last episode because it had started. And
it's so good.
It is so good.
I'm sorry.
It is so good. You haven't even caught up yet, so...
Have you? Well, I'm one episode behind at the recording.
And Bubba has not seen it because he still would have to watch seasons one and two, and he can't...
Let me tell you, it's on his list.
There's no...
I'm not going to overhype it here, okay? Or I'm not going to underhype it either. I'm personally really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
Me too. I mean, it does hurt your heart sometimes.
Oh, because it's over, yeah.
No, over. Just like the story hurts. Sometimes it's like it is very, and I think I said this last episode, but I don't remember, so I'll say it again. If you enjoyed the Clone Wars season 7, especially the last final like chunk of episodes, this is in the same exact vein of that in terms of storytelling and mood and tone and things. And it's just
dark and brooding and
dark and broody. It is brilliant. And I'm so happy that I have a Clone Force 99 sticker on my car. Because
we're all happy for you.
I love them, and I would say that I'm obsessed with the Bad Batch, and also the sticker helps me find my car in the parking lot because I drive a white Subaru, and like now everybody here drives a white Subaru.
Well, because
so it helps.
Is that a California thing or what?
It's like a California thing, and I don't know, people probably like saw me drive mine.
All stormtrooper stuff.
Yeah. Steven actually wants to turn my car into something that looks way more stormtrooper-y.
Dude,
I'd let him.
Probably all you have to do is just go and like all the trim pieces, just make them black.
Black, like everything black. But then I'm like, then I don't have, that's less money for me to spend on toys and like little animals. We'll make and bugs him yeah, spend
Steven's money. If he wants to do it, that's his money. So let him do it.
All that water money.
I guess that is true. Well, I'll have him put together a budget.
Okay,
we'll
perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then besides the Bad Batch, which I'm not going to get more into because I don't, it shouldn't be spoiled. And like I said to Matt earlier, the only thing that I ask people is, are you caught up? Or like, have you watched the latest episode? And if they say no, then I'm like, okay, cool. Let me know what you do.
You just turn around and walk away from him like immediately?
Yeah, because it's really hard to not. I just don't want to spoil anything. She hung up on me here before anything.
You came. Nothing else to talk to people.
And I restarted my computer too. But I've been playing Banishers Ghosts of New Eden. You might have seen that.
I don't know what
trailers
that
for that
is.
Okay. Well, I'm it's a Google game.
It. What are you talking?
Google it. It's a game, and I am really enjoying it. It has some elements-ish of God of War. It has some elements of, if you've ever played that game, Greedfall, which I know neither of you have played it. And it has a little bit of Witcher-esque stuff. So it's like a little bit of all these games that I like. And you and your, I don't know if they're married or not, say partner.
They're committed. They're committed to each other.
There's these two, it's this dude named Red and this girl named Antea, and they're what's called banishers. So they go around helping ghosts stop haunting people or haunting areas and get them to where they need to go, and that then helps the living. So the whole game is heavy, heavy choice based, because at the very beginning of the game, and this isn't a spoiler because it's in literally all marketing materials, your partner, Antea, is killed by this spirit type thing. And so you go through the whole game playing as like both characters, and she is a ghost and you are not.
Oh, it's like that movie. Shadow of Mordor.
Yes. It's like, but like
I see dead people.
Yeah, so let's put in some Shadow of Mordor vibes Vengeance. in there as well. I'm just really enjoying it. It's fun. Some of it is a little, you know, walking around. It's not open world. Yeah,
what's the play style here? Because I'm going to be real. These screenshots are telling me absolutely nothing.
I mean,
is it like a third person kind of a game?
Yeah, it's a third person. It's
That's it. That's the one.
It's a third person. So think like, I mean, the gameplay aspires to be like God of War in some ways, but okay. Isn't as ambitious and doesn't and not as like intense as that. But I'm enjoying it. I couldn't tell you how many hours I have in it. I couldn't tell you how far in I am. Probably a ways.
It looks really cool.
The best part. Bucks. The best part about it that I love besides the main story is these things called haunting cases.
Okay.
And you have to go around and basically detective hunt stuff of the people that live there. And I really like that. It's really fun. And they're all kind of like whodunit, crazy, cool.
How many Kates so far?
So far, I would give it 7 or 8 Kates.
Oh, that's a
out of 100 or what?
No, out of 10.
Okay. That's better. That's better.
Because I really like it, and it's refreshing to play something that's not a sequel.
She has 100 Kates total to give out.
Oh, and this like, is 8 of them.
Yeah.
So this is 7.
In a
well,
day?
I guess I would say 8. I would say 8, because like a 10 out of 10 Kate game is like Red Dead. Mm. So, and this isn't Red Dead. It's not, and like God of War is there too in the 10 out of 10 Kate scale.
Last of Us?
Last of Us Part 1.
Which God of War? Like, Ragnarok? Like does Ragnarok fit into that, or
yeah, you, Ragnarok you kill... and the 2018, okay. Not all God
you
of
continue
War.
That as like a the story.
One story.
Okay.
Yeah. So, so I would say for the money that I paid for it, which was I think I paid $50.
Oh, so you got the deluxe.
You're
edition.
Ripped off.
No, I didn't. It was the PS5.
You got the bootleg.
That's why. It was the PS5 thing.
VHS
and
version. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would say it's worth the money for me.
She got it on
personally.
Vinyl.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it on vinyl.
It's on my list of ones to check out. Maybe there's a free demo. I'll have to check that out.
There's not a free demo. But maybe if you just wait, it'll probably... Yeah, that's... If you just wait, it'll probably
We're
go down
in
more. Because it's
path of totality here. We have discounts.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be free for 3 minutes during the eclipse.
It's by... it's by Don't Nod. Who did... Blanking. I don't know. Matt, what have you been playing?
Hey, I'm so glad you've been asking me that every day, every time we do this. I have a few things I want to talk about, but the biggest one I want to talk about, and I think Bubba can join me here, is X-Men 97. Holy smokes. Has there ever been a show that's been relaunched that has been as good as X-Men 97?
No.
In the history of like, of relaunch shows, honestly, as just a show period, it is very, very, very good. But all the nods they give to the old show, comics, the arcade, like
that was nuts, just, right?
Yeah, like just the amount of like love in this show, you can see it and you can feel it. I feel like they really captured the feel of the original. Going back like X-Men or animated series from the 90s, like that was one of the first like animated shows I watched that actually like each episode mattered. Like you had to watch them in order to know the story. A lot of shows that came out during that time,
Monster of the Week,
were just like Monster of the Week, you know, what's going to happen? It's like a Power Ranger. You might have like a couple parter here and like, you know, it's over. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. But this one, like the, you know, season one is a cohesive story that if you don't watch all of it together, you don't really know what's going on. So they're doing it like they're continuing that here. It's all connected. It's all going forward. And they've also connected it from those 90s shows. So they picked up right after Professor X died. Yeah.
It's almost like they made it for your demographic. It's almost like
they
made
it. They did it and they did a really good job. And I legit have not heard one person complain about the show.
I heard one complaint. About the most recent episode.
Oh, well, okay. That the most recent episode, the first half was not my favorite of the ones that have come out, but I still really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm not giving credence to it because I think that that point. So what they've done is they've leaned so heavy into nostalgia and nods and, you know, like placating to the crowd that they're creating this for that... When they don't nod in the correct direction or go far enough with the thing, then people are like, but why not? You're like right there.
Like, let's roast them. Let's roast them.
Yeah, there was a part, and I'm not going to spoil it too much, but they're in a video game, and the Magneto doesn't say the line from the arcade game. And people are like, well, why didn't he say, welcome X-Men to die, or whatever he says. He says, it's like, it's a really bad line that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, it's like but all like, your base are belong to us kind of.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But overall, I think that they're killing it, and I'm excited for the rest of this season. And I think they've already signed on for a second season. I don't know why they wouldn't, honestly. I think this just proves how valuable the X-Men are in the MCU.
Do I want to see this go as many seasons as the 90s show? No, I do not. I don't.
Well, that's just like your opinion, man.
I think right now we're in the hotness and it's fantastic. But what I know is the longer these things go on without definitive ends, it'll happen. Like the comics, the comics are so freaking good because they're given like stints where they stop and then they do reboots and all sorts of stuff. If this thing just goes on for 9 more seasons,
have a story that like is all going together and they have, we'll say 4 seasons to do it, like that actually like it's encouraging you to watch. Mm-hmm. That's the thing about the original. Like I think season one and season two all went together.
Yeah.
Beyond that, it was a lot of Monster of the Week. And I mean, they threw in like, you know, a couple different sagas and things that mattered. But as long as they have a story that like makes sense to keep it going, I'm for it.
Well, I was asking you. I was like, hey, I think after like the second episode, I was like, dude, are we getting House of M? Like, what's happening here?
Not yet. I wouldn't be surprised if that comes eventually, though. Just but like the way Magneto is.
The first 3 episodes, okay? Because maybe some people are only caught up through 3 episodes.
I've only caught up through 3.
The first 3 episodes are like banger. Banger, banger, and they each one builds off of the previous one. And here's what I've said to Anna, and really to anybody that will listen, is X-Men 97 has done something that no other person has been able to do for me, or no other story or anything like that. And it has made Jubilee matter to me.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's been A1 since day one. In the very first episode, she was there. And she's still there, at the beginning of 97. And
yep.
I just have not cared about a character less than I care about Jubilee.
Oh.
And it's not like usually, a knock on her for like whatever. Mm. It's just like she's kind of an underwhelming mid character for me. But now, like the way that they wrote her character, it's just like slightly different. Right. Just like a little personality change. And I'm like, oh, dang. Like, I care about
she's growing.
Her character arc is starting to go.
She's growing.
So if she's your favorite, listener, whatever, like, that's fine. But I just want to say, like, I'm trying to give as much kudos to X-Men 97 without being a complete fanboy. Right. Like being critical about these things. The way that they're doing storytelling these days. It's important the way that they're doing it.
Yep.
Episode 2. I think it was episode 2. It's either 1 or 2. Like that they released at the same time, so it's hard for me to remember. But they took Cyclops and turned him into freaking baller.
They took everything that was wrong with him from the other series and made him just like the old days, like, and made him cool.
There's a scene, Kate. He drops out of
how you do it.
He drops out of what's the name of the
Blackbird.
Blackbird. Almost call it the Blackhawk. They drop out of the Blackbird that gets like shot out of the sky, right? And like he's like, all right, everybody out of the airplane. And he can't fly. Just in case anybody's wondering, like that's not a thing that Cyclops has. But he drops out of the sky and he laser beams the ground to slow his descent. And he just looks like the most superhero thing. Cool. It was just the coolest thing in the world. And like,
creative, I think
every
creative.
All of us gave a quick little, little cheer. Hey, I'm going to mention one more thing. Continue. I'm going to pass over to Bubba. Sorry. I've made a mistake.
Oh.
And I want to apologize to my family.
Can't
and
wait.
To my friends and to anyone who will listen. I started playing Star Wars Unlimited and I freaking love it.
Yep. See you never.
I love it. I know. I love it. I've probably played 20 times in the past few weeks.
Lorcana, we hardly knew ye.
Lorcana's fine. Honestly, like looking back at it, it's like it is a game that people can enjoy. Comparing these two, Star Wars is a much better game.
Less hype.
Of course it is.
Better game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has so much hype though, Star Wars.
And well, the Disney people brought like a lot of hype to Lorcana, like the Disney folk. And not that there's this game, I feel like a lot of people are like, it's Star Wars. I don't know. It's probably fine. And that's where I was. I was like, you were with me, Bubba. Like we had people trying to talk us into from me going in and buying something. I was like, I don't want to buy that.
Yeah.
I don't want to, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not interested. And then I was, and then I did. And then here I am playing.
Well, I'm happy about it because, I think anything Star Wars should be like lifted up and put on a pedestal.
Same. But if you haven't played and you want to talk about it, I'd love to talk to you about it and why I like it more. But I only have a few more minutes, and Bubba still has to tell me what he's been playing. So.
Yeah.
Bubba.
So the things that I've been playing, reading, watching, experiencing, right, is Helldivers 2. I'm going to be real.
Mm.
This is the only thing I want to do with my time. And it's a problem.
Wow. Oh.
It's a problem. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to open, up a game and see that Bubba is max level and all that stuff. It's not true. But when I am playing, when I have the capacity to play,
You're really playing.
That's all I want to do. And so I've been streaming the last couple of weeks on Thursdays as we're trying to get back into the habit of streaming and doing stuff like that. Before Matt and I launch Super Retro Bros at the very beginning of May. May actually be a good thing to start with. But before we like really lean into that, I have time in the workday to play Helldivers, and it's fantastic.
I've played two times.
I have been telling people this.
Very bad at it.
I've been telling people this. They're like, "Oh, maybe I should play that game." I was like, "Don't do it. Just don't do it."
Oh, it'll get you.
Don't do it.
Are you playing tonight?
I can. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I might. Maybe I'll try to play tonight. I got Red Wings to
watch.
Let's
dive some heck, what, man.
Let's heavens to Betsy too.
Heavens to Betsy.
It's phenomenal. If you haven't had a chance to play, I don't know if it's not, I will say this, it's not a game for everybody, but for the people that it is for, it fixes so many things. It has,
compared to the first one, or like, oh, compared to other shooters?
Yes and yes. Like,
okay,
I'm actually building a Bible Thump off of Helldivers.
Like, wow, look at you.
In totality, right? Because I think that what they were able to do from 1 to 2 didn't change the core of the game, but it changed the formula. And I think that there's a lot that the church can learn from that. And so
it's very good, very good.
Well, it's why I get paid the medium bucks. So,
yeah.
So anyway, Helldivers 2, I've been playing a ton. If you want to play, hit me up. I would love to do that.
I don't want.
X-Men 97, I've been watching that. And I have watched one episode of Young Sheldon.
And that's the randomest thing I've ever heard.
Well, congratulations.
My wife, Anna, she asks me almost every night, hey, have you watched Young Sheldon? I was like, no, I haven't watched it. Just like the thought of it just doesn't appeal to me. She's like, same. I think you would like it. I was like, yeah, well, maybe not. And
we've
so,
talked about this before, and I don't love Big Bang Theory for reasons.
I think you might like Young Sheldon. Because it is not Big Bang Theory. It's better, in my opinion. Okay. It's funny. Not that Big Bang Theory is not funny, and sometimes it is, but it's not like that live studio audience kind of Friends sitcom-y thing. It's more like Modern Family than it is.
Okay, I can get behind that.
Friends. So anyway, watched it, loved it. So kudos to my wife for, you know, pointing my gaze in that direction.
Young Sheldon.
Last but not least, I watched with my children a movie called Believe in Me. And the reason I watched this movie was because this was a movie that I had the opportunity to work on.
Oh.
And it came through when I was just fresh out of high school. Came through my town, Clovis, New Mexico. And I worked as assistant to the director on this movie. And this is a Hollywood movie, like full on. It has
assistant to the director, or assistant director?
Assistant to the director. Yeah. And so I didn't have a copy of this movie.
Aww.
I used to have a copy of it on DVD.
Is your name on it?
I'm in the credits.
Oh, booba.
And so, I bought it because we were doing some internal stuff about, hey, what's a random fact? And I wanted to do a fact that was about me and not about my Power Ranger uncle. And so I came up with that one. And then that was like, oh,
I don't
have this one. And so I bought it, and it kind of holds up. Like, fun fact about the fun fact, you can see me, beardless baby Bubba,
wow.
In like the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Love that.
Most of the driving stuff is me.
You're driving?
Most of it.
Okay.
That was one of the things that I had to do.
So you were more like stunt coordinator.
No way. Absolutely not. Not even close.
You were the stunt coordinator.
Okay, I'll have to peep this.
Yeah. It's like a female Hoosiers. That's basically what it is. So the basketball movie.
I get that reference.
Yeah, you're in Indiana.
I don't get it.
It's a basketball
movie.
I'm more stuck on the idea of Bubba being assistant director. Like
assistant to.
Yeah, director. Assistant director. I'm really like stuck on that idea and the concept. So I like that. Were you in the credits as Bubba or Michael?
Michael. Bubba Stalka.
Ah, okay. So anyone could identify you easily.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I left nothing to chance.
Yeah, are okay, you on good, IMDb? Good.
I thought I was, but I don't have the credit. And so...
You don't have the credit, but you were in the credits.
Yes, but I think that you actually have to submit stuff, or they have to submit on your behalf.
They do it automatically, because I was just looking at somebody's IMDb thing the other day. And I was like, wow, I didn't know you worked on all these shows. And he was like, me either. They just pulled it.
Doing what, though?
Head Greensman.
Never heard of her.
So whenever you look at anything and there's plants in it, that's Greensman. So they'll have to make...
So that's like a, that's like an industry of, thing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, so is assistant director to the director. Not, I was
assistant.
Stunt coordinator.
One-time assistants don't necessarily get credits.
I think I'm on IMDb, and I didn't do jack squat.
But you were in the industry, though. Like.
But that doesn't.
IMDb started off as Internet Movie Database, but then it expanded into so many other things. So. But yes, but you're probably not in there as Kate Kadawaki.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at it right now.
Do you want to dox yourself? I'm not going to dox you.
What do you mean?
Just
what is this? There's other stuff that I've been in. It's not just this junk.
Well, that's the thing. It's like not all the stuff is in there.
It says I'm known for these three things. Radio Disney Jams 11 bonus DVD. What's that? I've never seen that.
You got to go buy it.
You're on it?
You got to go buy it.
Forget it. I'm done.
Or maybe it has like all of those like little plastic discs that you could buy at Walmart that had like 15 seconds of a song in there.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Tooth Tunes.
Yes.
Yeah, Tooth Tunes.
Oh, yes. That might have been what it was. Yeah. Hey, thanks, Jeez. Matt, for that random knowledge you have. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we've been reading, watching, playing, and experiencing in nerd culture. We encourage you, find us online, whether it's our private socials or at Free Play
private
Podcast
socials.
On Instagram and the X. X is going to give it to you. Or at Love Thy Nerd on all major platforms. We'd love to hear from you or in our Discord. LoveThyNerd.com/Discord. What are you doing in nerd culture? And what's your IMDb credit? That's what we want.
Yeah, please, everyone, link your IMDbs. We did a thing once where we did everybody link your LinkedIns. Now we want to see all your IMDbs. So if you could just do that.
You'll never guess what we ask for next.
Yeah.
A little clickbait there. Well, hey, Kate, moving into our main topic for today.
Yeah.
You wanted to talk about something that kind of like hurt my heart a little bit.
Did it?
A little bit.
Well, your response, I was like, oh my gosh, is this a bad topic? But then you were thinking about it. So, okay, here's what happened. I saw a sad thing. Like, this was the sad thing that triggered it. And I immediately screenshotted it and sent it to both of you. Like, this is sad. There was a lady on Facebook Marketplace selling her son's or grandson's, or I think it was her son's, Switch.
Yeah, don't tune out right there where she said that. She's not selling her son's. She is selling her son's.
Yeah. Possessive. The Switch. Yeah. The Switch that belonged to either her son or her grandson is what she was selling. And all the stuff that came with it. And she had it on Facebook Marketplace. And she was selling it because, and in her words, he outgrew it.
Ouch.
So I screenshotted that and sent it to both of you because I was disturbed. Like, how can you outgrow a Switch? That's like,
maybe he had the wrong games.
Maybe he got into sports.
Maybe he was playing like a Barney or like a Sesame Street game, Mario Counting.
I like to it. Just made me so sad. For it.
Oh, I actually didn't think that at all.
Yeah,
maybe, but it made me think like. Maybe we're the wrong people to discuss this with because all three of us.
We are.
Well,
because we're going to tear this apart.
Well, try to think about is it possible? I guess it depends on like the person and their hobbies and their things. But it was sad to see that Switch there. It was like looking at some of the dogs on the shelter website that have been there for like 6 years and you feel sorry for them. I felt sad for that Switch.
How much was it, though? What was she selling for?
Yeah. Wasn't it a pretty good price?
It was like $120. It was like cheap and it came
with
all the
stuff. That's actually kind of the going rate for Switches these days.
Oh, is it?
About $120.
I wasn't interested in purchasing it. I was just sad that someone outgrew a Switch and it made me think, how much of my, what of nerd culture have I outgrown? Neopets. That's the only thing I could think of. Neopets.
I don't have you though. I bet there's more than that.
I don't know.
Have you? If you were given the opportunity,
I haven't gone back.
To somebody gave you a Neopet, you would turn it down. Yeah, I didn't think so. That's like,
but you know, it's that website. It's not a Gigapet. Although I guess I have grown out of Gigapets. Is that a nerdy thing?
Nobody believes you.
I don't know. I used to scam people on Neopets.com and that, so I don't know.
I believe it.
If somebody walked up to me with a like a Digimon, like the brick Digimon, and they were like, hey, take care of this, I would have a Tedemon in, I could, about 10 minutes. I mean, I would slip right back into that because it's not something I outgrew. And I think that my whole basis for this, and I don't know if you guys are in the same boat as me. I think I would assume that you might be.
We'll find out.
Right. Yeah. Or maybe just disagree with me to make content. But I think that the nostalgia, we talk about this all the time, is like very powerful. It's like it's an emotional black hole. It just sucks everything back into it. And we're talking about X-Men 97 just mm-hmm. a moment ago. And so the idea of growing out of something and like it not being a thing that we do because we're older now, like there's a sense of comfort in it, right? Like there's a sense of like even purpose or belonging. It might even remind us of, dare I say, a simpler time or something like that, where it's like, man, I want to go back to a time where I didn't have maybe these kinds of responsibilities, or I didn't have to worry about rent or a mortgage or cell phone bills or whatever.
Bless up.
Right? Like there's a little bit of comfort in that, but it's not delusional. Right. I think that that's where the comfort might come from, that we remember. Yeah, you might even be able to play a game and have like that. I talked about, you know, like smelling the future as my superpower, but like literally being like, man, I can kind of like, I can smell something right now. Like I can smell the Tostitas pizza rolls like in the oven, or let's be real, probably the microwave. Like I have these memories of what's going on. So for me personally, I don't think that, well, I outgrew it. I can tell you everything that I've quote unquote outgrew, I'm trying to repurchase now as an adult. I am.
Yeah. I don't know. I think for me, and Matt is like the retro king, so clearly he's outgrown nothing.
Leave me alone.
Your highness, sire.
Sire. But I was just thinking, I mean, besides the Neopets thing, like we've had a resurgence of RuneScape stuff. That was an older thing for like my era. I think that people do progress in nerdy things. But, you know, you have kids now who are so into Minecraft. Like those are core memories. Even if
I was just telling Avon today that I don't think Minecraft will ever stop being played.
Yeah, I agree.
What an interesting thing. I was talking to somebody yesterday about Minecraft, and he interviewed me for his like university studies that he's doing, and to see kind of what's going on in nerd culture ministry and all that jazz. And at the end of it, he's like, hey, this doesn't really have anything to do with, you know, my studies per se, but he's like, man, I'm in doing video game ministry, and he's finding that the people that he was engaging with through Minecraft aren't engaging through Minecraft anymore. And so some of the conversations that we had are maybe they've moved on to something else. Right. And so
so where are those people having the conversation? Is it?
Well, but here's the beauty though, Kate, like Matt was just saying, I don't think that Minecraft will ever like not be a thing.
No, we're at almost 20 years since it like not, I think it came out in 2008 as beta maybe.
Yeah.
2009 officially. So,
so it's,
I mean,
been ages.
15 years.
Just say it's been ages.
But
been
it, like
ages.
It's almost like a new class moves in and does that. And then I don't want to say that they outgrew it, because I don't think that that's it. Like it's not.
How about a hierarchy or a ladder system where you come in, Minecraft's a good starter. Then the next rung, you get to play something else that you get in really into. But all the rest of the rungs you can still access and see as you move up a ladder.
I do think that it's a gateway for a lot of people, in the same way that maybe like Settlers of Catan is a gateway for a lot of people into the tabletop.
And Pokemon, too. Pokemon.
Yeah, Kate's holding up for our audio listeners.
I got all my DS Lite and my 3DS and my Switch. I'm trying to have a Pokemon on all three of them.
And that being said, there are people in each one of those camps. There are people that, like, Catan is their favorite game, and it has been forever. There are people that Pokemon is their favorite thing. There are people that Minecraft is their jam, right? And when we see people that kind of, like, hyper-focus into those areas, they become really good at that stuff. Kate, Pokemon, right? I was just watching a video. Before we were rolling, we were talking about all these things we were watching on the internet. I was just watching a video of a guy who, when he was 7 years old, He had Pokemon Leaf Green. Okay. And for those of you that don't know, that's like, it's a great game. Like that, and like, I think Emerald are one of the most pirated versions of Pokemon. But anyway, he had a Blastoise that he had like caught on that game, like all sorts of stuff. Like, but because he was seven, went in with Game Genie and tried to buff all the stats and do all that stuff. Well, Pokemon is notorious about breaking when you do that. And so it turns your Pokemon into bad eggs. And so this guy kept his cart, his original cart, forever, basically, well into his adulthood, with the hopes that one day he'd be able to recover that. And so basically what ends up happening is that game, he brought the original cart to a guy who he met online who does this kind of stuff, Pokemon Restoration. And that entire episode is wild to watch. It's absolutely wild. They go through the most like intricate coding and looking at the ones and the zeros and the bits and the bobs and all sorts of stuff to be able to bring this Pokemon back from the dead.
Oh my gosh.
And like, it's just,
that's really cute.
It's
that's
so
really
cathartic
cute.
And all sorts of stuff. And so
it's the great God Pokemon.
So I mean, like as somebody who doesn't understand the emotions and the beauty that's wrapped up in this, you look at that and go, he bought a plane ticket. He wasted work time. He spent all this money. He's held on to this thing when he probably could have sold it, made a bunch of money. Like, what a waste. And I'm like, but you don't understand all that is tied up in this game for him. And specifically that Blastoise. They didn't recover everything, but that Blastoise specifically is what he wanted.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty gnarly, actually.
Yeah. Like, they were able to go into like the Hall of Fame and see that Blastoise.
Oh.
Because he beat the game with that Blastoise. It was his starter all the way through. And so, you know, I mean, I can think about things when I was seven. I was like, man, you know what? I'd really like to have in my brain, I'd really like to have my original Link to the Past and Super Nintendo combo that I had, right? Like my cart and my system. I would really like to have, 1 year for Christmas, I got a Ghostbusters, playset that was like the firehouse. I would love to have that back. We had a thing where it was like a Disney projector. I don't remember exactly all the ins and outs about it, but it was a Disney projector that we put like an actual short cartoon in. And it was like, Jack and the Beanstalk was the one that we had. And
with Mickey?
No. Maybe it did. I don't know. I need to go back and do a little bit more research on it. But like, I remember that it was that, like that was the story that we had, and it was Disney. And I do remember that specifically. So it might've been Mickey, but like, does that matter to anybody else? But if I came across that at a flea market, you better believe like I'm going after it, man.
It's kind of why I have all this freaking GameCube stuff. I got rid of mine when I was younger.
Fool.
I know, I really was.
It's okay.
And now I have most of the games I had then.
But you've made a full circle. You've made a full circle.
Back at it. But I'm also thinking back to like what are some things that I've given up, like that I probably wouldn't get back into, at least not easily. Like I used to collect a lot of action figures, and I don't really have the desire to collect all those anymore. Although like the X-Men 97 ones are really cool. I held it. I was like, man, these are super cool. And I was like, I don't want these.
Oh, you.
And so like,
you put hands on one.
Okay. Yeah. I put it back and I was like, I don't know if I've outgrown it or more. I'm just like, I don't need more stuff. Because I have a whole basement full of these old action figures. If you're looking for old Marvel Legends, just let me know. I legit had so many of the old ones. I still do.
Because you're adulting.
Look at me now, Mom.
Look at you now. Well, it makes me think of my brother, who we played loads of games growing up whenever we had the chance to. So like Pokemon, RuneScape. My brother was insanely into Call of Duty for a long time, and he was super, super good. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He was into Call of Duty. He was into Halo, all the first person shooter stuff he was into. And now he doesn't play games ever. He has his grown up job at the USC Medical, injecting rats with stuff.
That's a Ratatouille game.
I don't know. It's Ratatouille. Yeah. He does loads of other stuff. He doesn't own a game console of any kind. Doesn't really need games in his life. But I think if he had the opportunity and the time, he would be like, yeah, I'd play whatever that I wanted. Maybe I should get him. That's a good idea. His birthday's in July. Maybe I should get him like a DS Lite and Pokemon. Yeah.
Take one of them.
Be like, here you go.
Poke a rat while he plays a game.
It'll probably be like 500 bucks, but.
Oh, it will. Yeah, absolutely.
Grab somebody and get them in. But I don't know. It's like, is that outgrowing your nerdy stuff? Because so many people, and we've seen it time and time again, are like, oh, yeah, Nerdy stuff is for kids. Games are for kids.
I think a lot of that is kind of wrapped up in like shame. I don't want to get too deep.
Old people, like this lady on Facebook Marketplace, old person saying her son or her grandson outgrew the Switch. That poor Switch was at the pound. That's what it felt like.
But I mean, like seriously though, I think that if we are a product of our surroundings, people are, it's just part of the human condition. And if somebody around you, some influential person around you is telling you, you need to grow up, you like be a man, be a woman, grow out of what you're doing. Like, this is what children do.
Put that down.
Like
that
kind of stuff, like really, really weighs on people. And I mean, it's a form of like, you know, mental abuse, emotional abuse, because what we're doing, and we deal with this a lot of time, and what we talk about with Love Thy Nerd and people in like churches and people that have been hurt and all sorts of stuff is, hey, what you like matters because it matters to you and you matter to God. Like, let's start there. We want to start from a place of pain, not a place of shame. So like if you're hurt, why do you run to video games, board games, comic books, movies, television, whatever it is, pop culture? Why do you run to these things? Not to be like, you shouldn't do it, but like, let's understand, because I also have things that I like. And if it's not, if it's not like nerd culture stuff, how many people do we know that spend a lot of time at the gym? And I'm not here to knock it. I'm just like, let's put apples to apples here. How many people
love, you know, that game?
Spend, oh, it's 6 out of 10. Good, not great. How many people, how many people go and spend all their time, you know, playing pickup basketball? Or
my brother.
Okay. Didn't want to call anybody out.
How many of them though?
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't do it anymore. He doesn't do it that much anymore.
Or, I mean, how many people like throw their whole heart and soul into music? Or acting, or like whatever.
Yeah,
like
acting.
All that. I mean, all that. So you have to get those IMDb credits, right?
Yeah.
but like seriously though, like there are things that you could look at that and go, well, it's only not a thing that a quote unquote child would do because it's socially acceptable in your circles. Inside of our circles, video games, board games, comic books, all that stuff, they're socially acceptable. And so there's nothing like, well, that's like a baby thing. Even things that might actually be quote unquote for children. Matt and I are currently in a music league, right? And some of the songs for this particular round are like old cartoon and or anime or animated like theme songs. And there's kind of a buzz that nobody picked Dragon Tales and nobody picked Magic School Bus. Maybe they were too on the nose.
Wow. Nobody picked Magic School Bus?
I would be lying to you if I said I didn't like want to choose that, but I chose a different one.
I did not like this one.
Did you have a hard time with it?
I
have all. Have you voted?
Yes,
I've already voted. What was your song?
I did it. Oh yeah, what was
mine?
Your
was Pokemon. It was going to be X-Men, but somebody already took it.
Well, I voted for it. Mine was Darkwing Duck.
Okay,
and so I was going for one that I felt like slapped. But we're all getting absolutely romped by Phineas and Ferb, and so
no, we're getting rocked by Goofy Movie.
Oh, that's right. Ugh. Eye to eye.
I could not hang in the music lead. I did one round or one league, And I was so furious that I'm like, I'm not doing that again, at least until I've calmed down.
Kate, I'm doing really well, by the way.
Good, because Matt and I both did terribly the last time, and I was so angry. I'm like, Matt, why? Like, my songs that I put in are good. What is wrong with these people?
I think I'm going to get dethroned, but I'm currently sitting at number one after 2 weeks. Yeah.
No, do not get dethroned.
I'm trying not to. I'm trying not to. But all that to say, like, I think that it depends on the circles that you're running in. It depends on how people are viewing the things that you find love, joy, peace, acceptance, and life in, right? And so if you have people that are currently like pushing you down and trying to, again, another piece of the
human condition,
they're trying to project their wants and desires onto you. It's rough in the streets, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if I'm always trying to live up to somebody else's expectations, but if I can be like, oh man, you really think this thing positively or negatively about the Star Wars prequels and the last trilogy.
That's okay. Is
neat for you. Interesting, right? Instead of having to say, you have to feel this way about a thing. You are not a Star Wars fan if X, Y, or Z, right? Like,
yep.
I know. That makes me, I've been learning about that since I'm new in the fandom. I'm only like 1 year in, which it's true. This is like my 1 year, sometime in April, anniversary of being super into Star Wars.
Feliz aniversario.
People get so mad about stuff and people's opinions. And it's like, you're allowed to say what you want to say or say, hey, I didn't like the direction of this. I wish it had been like that. That's fine. Leave it alone. Let people have their opinion about the Star Wars. Maybe I have controversial opinions about the Clone Wars. That's my controversial opinion. It doesn't mean you have to agree with it and believe it.
The Clone Wars. Because I recently learned that they are different.
I know. There's the micro series, Matt, animated versus the other one.
Oh, yeah. I like them both.
Well, you can't. So.
Mm. Yeah. That's only a
baby would like both of them.
That's a hot take.
But I do.
Oh, well, I like both of them, but I'll be a baby. It's fine.
Goo goo ga ga. Yeah. But I think also, as we kind of wrap up this section, I think it's important to say this out loud. It's okay to move on from things.
It really is. If you feel like you're run its course, but just know this, you'll be back.
You'll be back.
I mean, I was sad that person was selling the Switch, but it's should've like maybe it. Now Hold somebody else will get to enjoy it.
Let me know this kid wants it back. I won't delete it.
You
stuff.
Know,
it's a and lot. And it is, like,
you grow up and change.
It's a lot like Andy from Toy Story.
Yeah.
Don't do this to me.
You gonna cry right now? Huh?
Don't do this to cry. Me.
By the way, old Game Boys of every kind, from color to DS to 3DS and 2DS. Are expensive. They're
yes,
all,
they are.
So my brother's not getting one for his BJ.
Matt, we looked at advances and SPs for you, and we're like, oh, that was a fun little
the SP. The SP is so brilliant.
Yep, they're not what you want to spend on them. That's for sure.
I would say if you're gonna do that, just get a modded one. Just go straight to modded. Like you're already there.
Yep.
In price, you're already there. Just go straight. Get a better modded? Screen. Yeah, get a better screen. You can get like
SP.
SPs, advances, like all sorts of stuff.
Modded Game Boy Advance.
Well, hey, let us know. What do you think? Are there things that you've outgrown? Are there things that you're like, I will never outgrow this? Have you felt, we'll say all grown up remorse for growing out of things?
Oh, grown up remorse like Matt has.
Absolutely. How many consoles have you repurchased? Like that kind of a deal. Like, Was there a comic collection that you sold that you are trying now to? How many HeroClix have you gone through?
Yikes!
Yeah, and other things that Matt hasn't done as well. So, but let us know in either the comment section on this podcast page on lovethynerd.com or on socials at Preplay Podcast on Twitter and X. Going to give it to you or lovethynerd at lovethynerd on all major platforms. Hey, we're going to land the plane. We're going to wrap this sucker up. And Kate, am I to understand as we're doing this here, as we're moving into this final topic, that you do leave your oven on?
Okay, let me give you the context. And then I need literally everyone's opinion here. Everyone's, not just the two of you. So literally everyone's. Yeah, I mean, none take
oh, everybody. Yeah, all
I
of
put
us.
I put a poll out on Twitter about this as well, just to like gather info from the masses. Do you put something in your oven, start it, get it cooking, and then leave the house to do things? That's the question. Okay. Wait, here's the context for why I would ask this. Is I had a meeting earlier this week at somebody's house. I show up, I walk into the house, nobody's home. So door's unlocked, and I just like walk in. I'm like, hello, I'm hungry. Walk in. Mm-hmm. Same. Nobody's natural freaking home. And I'm like, what's going on? What is going on? So I'm just sitting there like digging through the fridge and stuff at this person's house because I don't know what else to be doing.
Yeah.
My friend calls me on the phone and says, can you take the meatballs out of the oven? And I'm like, what?
Okay.
Why are there meat? Where are you? First of all, because we're supposed to like meet here. And why are there meatballs and we're supposed to meet here?
There's some meatballs.
Why are there meatballs in the oven at 350? No timer, no nothing, just sitting in there. Just cooking. And
that's dangerous.
He's like, he was like, well, just take them out. Just take them out and put them on the thing. I'll be there in a second. And hangs up the phone. And I'm like, I could have died in a house fire just now.
Well, you wouldn't have gone in probably.
On fire when I
now
when
that
I
have
in.
the full information here.
He said that also that everybody does this. He said everyone does this, and I said no.
The
they
answer
don't.
Is, I will we let like chicken bones cook overnight while we sleep in the crock pot?
A crock pot is different than an oven.
Yeah, have we left it like on the stove at like a really low temperature?
Oh, that's pushing it.
That's pushing it. I think it's only like I'm just running down the street real fast. I'm coming right back.
Oh, that's
a gas
fine.
Stove. I can't remember, or an electric range.
Yeah, it's a gas, gas stove. But no, not. I won't leave the oven on intentionally. Now, has it been left on when we left the house because somebody left it on when they cooked something? Absolutely.
And this person was gone for probably at least 30 minutes.
Well, let me get to like let's not bury the lead here. How are the meatballs?
They were super good. They were
okay.
Super
they were
good.
Done.
They were perfect. They were done.
They knew you were going to come in and be like, hey, anybody home? I'm hungry.
But that's like a huge guess to know that. He saw me on the Ring camera and called. That's how he knew because I just barged into the house.
Where were they?
They were like 15 plus minutes away some boxes. Hmm.
They forget about him?
No.
No, because everybody does it.
Because everybody does it.
Yeah, it was
so
disciplined.
Here's another thing, because I was saying to him, like, what is wrong with you? Like, are you serious? There's a 92-year-old man that also lives in this house. What if this house burned down and Nacho died?
Were they
inhalation?
In the house?
No, Nacho was gone. He was at the casino. Okay. But if he had been, and then classic. My friend's like, no, I do this all the time. And then he said...
More questions. Go ahead.
Well, it gets worse. Then he said once he left some meat on the stovetop in a pan cooking. And he went to the grocery store, which was less than 5 minutes away.
Sure, but you're not going to be at the grocery store for less than 3 minutes. You're
to
be
pick
there for
something
a little
up. Mm-hmm. Then he ran into somebody from church there, mm-hmm. talked to them mm-hmm. for 15 minutes. Then at the grocery store, they didn't have what he wanted. So we had to go to another grocery store to get what he wanted. And then
this
by the time he got...
Nacho's hungry.
Nobody was home again. So the whole time he went back, there's smoke and like all this stuff in his kitchen. He said he turned it off. The meat was ruined. And then he had to scrub all his walls.
You think he'd learned his lesson at this point?
So
think this is, this person might have a little bit of ADHD.
He does.
Yeah.
But he also didn't seem concerned at all.
It's like, MBD.
He did not care that it's like, there's this a fire risk. I don't care. It'll be fine. I'll be back soon. That time, I did not walk in. Nacho didn't walk in.
So here's
nobody walked in to turn off the stinking stove.
Is that normal or okay? Nah, dog. No, it's not. I hope his insurance company never finds out that this is how he cooks.
They're listening.
They're listening right now.
Oh, yeah. Long time listener. First time.
So on my poll, it was like, I don't know how many it is now. I said it for like 3 days and I looked at it 2 days ago. So after 1 day of voting, like 30 people had voted, 96% voted no, this is not okay, I would not leave the house.
Okay, so just to clarify, we're like specifically talking because the oven is like a unit, right? There is the top of the like the stove top, and then there's the inside of the oven. What specifically is your question on what is or is not okay? Stove top or in the oven?
Well, stovetop, we'll call it a wash, is not okay in any circumstance to leave something on the stovetop.
I agree.
So let's X that out.
Well,
and we're talking
I don't
about,
agree. I don't agree. Here's where I don't agree. Soups, stews,
okay,
stuff like that. But if like,
but a slab of meat, a slab of meat,
oh yeah, eggs, slab of meat.
It's always gonna be
whatever else you can put there. Mm-hmm.
So not anything that needs to be slow cooked. Okay. I also think a slow cooker is fine to leave. I also think an instant pot is fine to leave because it'll self-release and turn into basically a crock pot at that point. I don't know anything about air fryers, so I'm looking specifically
at... You wouldn't do it in an air fryer.
You wouldn't leave the house?
No. You couldn't.
I mean, you could. It would stop. It's just going to turn off, yeah. It's just going to turn off, but I mean, you wouldn't want to.
Oh, okay.
It'd just be bad food.
I don't have one, so I don't know.
I think here's the biggest problem.
This is the oven. Do you put something in the oven, start it cooking, and then leave the house for an unknown amount of time?
So I think that, to me, that's the issue, and I love my wife dearly, and there's a reason I'm saying this. This is what she does. While we're in the house, she'll put things into the oven and not set a timer. And I'm like, hey, I think you put something in the oven. You think it's done? She goes, oh, maybe. I was like, well, what'd you set the timer for? And she goes, I didn't even think about setting a timer.
Because ovens,
are you talking
Aaron
or are you talking to Anna? Because that's exactly what I say. Aaron, did you set a timer? No, you know I didn't set a timer. I'm like, okay.
Oh my
gosh.
How
do you think I set a timer?
There's no oven that like will turn off when it's done cooking, right? Like that's not a thing that exists.
And maybe in the
not
future. That I'm aware can you of. Smell anything?
Okay, so
is
because
there a dog in here?
Because he made it seem like his oven was really like good and next level and that my oven was trash. So
it
I wouldn't
is,
understand
yeah.
the features. It, but I'm like, I truly don't believe your oven does this, because then why would you call me and say, take the meatballs out of the oven?
No, that's exactly what the timer is for.
Yeah. So
hey, you don't want to get dry. Good call. Yeah. Imagine if you hadn't been there. It would not have
I know.
Well,
it'd have to.
I mean, rock
it,
balls.
It'd have to. He'd have to wait for the next person that walked in that showed up on the Ring camera.
I'm hungry.
I asked him for the footage of me walking in with purpose, assuming. And he had also said there's going to be loads of snacks from Easter and stuff. So all you guys come hungry. I walk in the house. There's like a bag of almonds on the table.
No people.
Like,
wow.
Where
yeah,
the
I'd
heck?
Okay with that.
Where's the snacks? And he's like, get the meatballs out. I'm like, meatballs? I want. There were
from
cookies.
Easter.
There were cookies at Easter. Where is all that stuff?
Yeah.
Easter Bunny took him.
Yeah. There was none of it.
Kate, I just need, while we like wrap this up here, Kate,
yeah,
I need
sorry,
you to do
sorry.
A little bit of. Little research for me. I need to know if Nacho won anything while he was at the casino. Okay,
I'll ask him. Sometimes he wins big, and sometimes
that's
he loses big. But he's 92, and he drives himself like an hour and a half to the casino at
wow.
least once a week. Does his whole thing, and then he comes back. And once he was in the hospital, and he used to work for the IRS. So this 92-year-old man
naturally,
at the casino,
yeah.
he was in the hospital once for something. And I had my friend give him $1 to like, so the smell of the money would help him like heal faster. And it did. It did. It helped
not.
Him.
I don't think
get
it did.
Get out of here.
He healed faster from the smell of the
I also,
the bills.
I heal super fast when people give me $100 bills.
Yeah.
Specifically. Like super fast.
Specifically.
Well, I gave Nacho $1 and I said, let the smell like heal you. And then I said, take this to Chumash Casino,
me, yeah.
and it's like a lucky dollar bill you're going to win. So he took it to the casino, and he lost like a ton of money off that.
You hexed him. Yeah.
Well, he wasn't supposed to spend it. That's the problem.
Oh, it's because it was lucky.
No, I told him. I told
hold
him.
You hold the lucky dollar, and you spend other ones.
Yeah.
Oh, my
I
gosh.
I told him to spend it.
Has he never been in the casino with a lucky dollar before?
I guess
ridiculous.
Not.
Ridiculous.
He didn't know how to use it.
Ridiculous.
So.
I choose to believe that his casino is this. That he actually just goes down to the Y and bets absolutely nobody on like people swimming in the public pool.
That's good. That's
and that's
good.
What
I
choose
like
to believe from here on out about Nacho and when he goes
yeah, Nacho.
To the casino.
Nacho cheese.
Nacho's the best, but he wasn't home to take the meatballs out. So how good is he really?
He's perfect.
Well, I was just curious about that because it shook me when he was like, everyone does it. I thought, pretty sure nobody does that, but I just need to do some quick market research here.
I think if he's going to do that, he needs to move into an Adobe house.
Yeah.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Let's kind of prepare for that.
With the coals, like use coals
as
a fire
absolutely.
Instead of the oven,
yeah,
so it'll slow cook all
put
that
mud
stuff.
On his walls. He could live in like, you know, one of those little wet huts. Yeah, it'd be great. Well, hey. I think that's a good place to end. I think that's
thanks, Nacho.
Perfect landing spot for the Free Play
thanks,
podcast.
Nacho.
So that's going to do it for this episode 184 of the Free Play Podcast. Hey, just a reminder, new episodes drop every other Wednesday, usually, except for last time when we were supposed to. And we
didn't. Usually. Oh, yeah.
Well, sorry.
I'm just saying, usually.
We're not blaming you. Get out of here.
I'm apologizing on all of our behalf to everybody.
We're sorry. Deal with it or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Apology accepted.
Maybe other people were accusing Kate.
We were all they told me they were busy. They didn't care.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they said they were
they
busy.
They cared, but they understood.
An email that said to whom it may concern.
Yeah, we care, but we understand.
Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Too. We're not on SoundCloud. I don't know why that says that. Google Play, soon, YouTube, all over the place. And you can find us also on LTN Radio. We want you to share the good news and spread all of the stuff about Free Play Podcasts. And even though we're in our final season,
you'll never outgrow it. You'll never outgrow Free Play. You could always go back and listen, starting at episode one, and listen all the way through again.
Yeah,
if I sold mine already?
Again.
Oh, you're out of luck.
Gosh. Well, hey, let the nostalgia of the Free Play Podcast wash over you as you listen to all 184 episodes, including this one, again.
Oh, that's terrible.
Just wait until Free Play Podcast 97 comes out. It's going to be great. It'll pick up right where it'll pick up.
What's 97?
Well, it'd be Free Play Podcast 90. It should be 2024. We'll figure it out. I'll work on the name.
24. Okay. That's what it'll be. But hey, if you're not already a part of the Love Thy Nerd Discord, do us a favor. Head on over there, lovethynerd.com/Discord. We believe that that is where all of the really great community and relationships happen outside of our IRL meetings in real life. And also, you can find us, like we've been talking about, on all the major social media platforms at Love Thy Nerd on Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, all that good stuff. And who knows? I mean, we just seem to be popping up all over the places where I didn't even know that there were places.
Yeah, it's called being viral.
Yeah, usually that's a good thing. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you don't want to be viral. There is no topical cream that will take care of the Free Play Podcast. I promise that. But also be sure to follow us at Free Play Podcast on Instagram and on X for all of the most fresh, funny, and unhinged social media content that your little brain can take.
I post the good stuff on Instagram. Okay. Like I did a Happy Easter's thing, and it was Nacho Libre, from the story
not
we
the
just
same
had.
Nacho. Yeah, nacho. Different nacho.
It's a different nacho.
It's the one. It's the real nacho. Yeah.
I've had diarrhea since Easter.
Well, hey, speaking of that, we're gonna get out of here once again. My name's Bubba.
My name's Matt.
I'm Kate.
This is the first time we've ever done this.
What is that?
Hey, and for our cut man CJ, we will catch you on the next episode of the Free Play Podcast. And if no one else tells you this, just remember it's true. Jesus loves you, nerd.
You have been listening to the Free Play Podcast with Bubba Stallcup, Matt Warmbier, and Kate Katawaki, part of the Love Thy Nerd Podcast Network. Be sure to rate and review the show and share on all the social media.
Thank you.